The USC campus is already being transformed in preparation for the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books this weekend. As Nicolet Collegian reports, two organizations will be at the festival so they can clear a few things up.
Today, USC is scattered with white tents and large trucks getting ready for this weekend. By Saturday, there will be almost 300 booths spread all over the University Park campus. Among them, two Islamic organizations. The Islamic Circle of North America bills itself as the largest American Muslim organization. It's had an exhibit at the festival since 2004. The Deputy Secretary General of the organization, Waqez Saeed, says his organization's goal is to educate people about the Islamic religion.
We are more about offering the facts. What is out there? What does Islam talk about terrorism, about violence, about these things, so people can make their own judgment?
The Islam Circle has given out thousands of religious books. This festival is coming days after the Boston Marathon explosion. Many Americans speculate this attack has Muslim ties. Saeed is concerned about how many people will react to the booth, but doesn't plan to cancel. In years before, there have been people who didn't like them being there.
One person, brother, died in the Iraq War. He was a Marine, and he was pretty upset, and he was saying things like, you killed my brother, and things like that.
Al-Islam will also have a booth at the festival. It's a digital portal that offers books and lectures for people who want to learn about Islam.
There are so many misunderstandings.
That's Imam Shamshan Nazir. He belongs to the Hamidiya Muslim community.
Islam is very much misunderstood religion in the world right now, and especially in the American society.
He wants to clear up the stereotypes people have against Muslims.
That the people think that all Muslims are terrorists, which is not true. And this is the reason we want to remove their misunderstanding, telling them Islam is peace.
Both organizations say they aren't trying to convert people to Islam, but better educate people about their religion. In light of the Boston explosions, USC's Department of Public Safety has said it's asked for an on-call bomb-sniffing dog and more LAPD officers to help out with the festival. More than 150,000 people are expected at the festival over the weekend. Nicolet Collegian, Annenberg Radio News.